Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes back with you on Friday. And Greg, we've talked a lot on Inside Carolina Podcast about spring practice. And one thing that's come up frequently is maybe a surprise or two that folks weren't expecting or didn't expect based on last year's performance. So your take through these first couple weeks of spring practice, what guy or guys out there have surprised you?
Well, I think the one that stands out above everybody else is a young cornerback by the name of C.J. Cotman. Came in with a very high recruiting prowess last year, very well known in his home state. And he's a guy that has kind of taken over at one of the cornerback positions. We've been told that he's been playing as the best cornerback this spring. And with a guy like M.J. Stewart leaving the program to be drafted in the NFL later this month, UNC needed somebody to step up. And so Cotman really is a guy. I mean, if you look at his measurables, he's 5'10", 175, out of Clearwater, Florida. But just has a lot of good tangibles, very heady kid, has great hips. And so I think that's somebody that's really stood out. And then some other guys that people may be in, you know, they may know their names, is Miles Dorn, who at safety has really kind of emerged as a leader on the back end, taking over for Donnie Miles. Very long, athletic kid out of Charlotte. They think he can be a dynamic safety for this defense. That's kind of critically important. And then on the offensive side of the ball, there are so many wide receivers that really elevated their play. Everybody knows the name Anthony Ratliff Williams. He's really worked on kind of the nuance of his position. He showed that he can make splash plays last year. He's really working on the details. But then you have guys who played last year as freshmen in Bo Corrales, Roscoe Johnson, Daz Newsome. They've all bulked up. They're all, you know, understanding the offense better. And then, of course, you have a true freshman, Diami Brown, who is really impressed. There's a good chance that he's going to see a lot of playing time next fall. And that's before, you know, the highly touted kids come in August as well. So a lot of young faces making noise thus far.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.